Good evening. Thank you for coming out tonight. This is the District 303 Board of Education regular monthly meeting. It is 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday, July 13th, 2015. And Ms. Rushford, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney?
Here.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Here.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Here.
Mr. Manheim is absent. Mr. McNally?
Here.
Mrs. Perrott?
Here.
Mr. Sproul?
Here. Would you join me in the pledge to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So thank you for coming out tonight. We want to start off tonight with a little bit of a down note. Since our last meeting, we've had two important people from our district, and it's Assistant Principal Bob Fraser and TJ Sportsman, a teacher at Munn Hall and a coach at several schools, both passed away. And they were very important to the district and will absolutely be missed. So would you join us on a brief moment of silence? Thank you. And that takes us to citizen comments. Do we have that?
We do.
Who has the preamble?
Mrs. Yule.
Yes. The school code provides for a public comment period at each board meeting subject to reasonable constraints. The practice of this board is to limit public comment to 3 minutes per speaker to a total of 30 minutes per meeting. Speakers addressing the board are expected to maintain a reasonable level of civility. Also, personnel matters are sensitive and confidential. Comments regarding individuals should be respectful. Insults and defamatory remarks have no place in this setting. The board will terminate public comment if speakers cannot adhere to these guidelines. And please identify yourself at the beginning of your remarks.
Okay, we have Joe Blomquist first.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I'm Joe Blomquist, and I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself in my new role as SCEA president. And while you can expect me to serve as an advocate and a voice for our teachers, there's much more that I can bring to this district in this role. I am a nationally board-certified teacher, and I believe our members are capable and willing to be leaders in our profession. I have managed finances for four different organizations, so I understand the ins and outs of fiscal responsibility. I am a moderator, a manager, and a lead teacher, so I understand the value of a well-planned process to achieve goals set before us. I am a social justice supporter, and I believe we need to continue to find ways to support our students and families that are most in need. And I am an artist, and constantly seek solutions to problems through creativity and adaptability. And last but not least, I am a communicator. We all know the most successful and meaningful decisions are made when they are thorough, collaborative, and student-centered. Whenever you are in need of another perspective, I am just a phone call away. You might not always agree with my perspective, and sometimes you might even wish that you had never asked for my perspective, but I look forward to those conversations. Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have, is it Bob Horn? Am I close?
No, Bob DeFi on the stream.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I see.
I attended a public hearing here a few months ago where Shodina is going to do some developing on Prairie Street. And the presenters said when we asked specifically the impact it was going to have on local schools, they claimed that they already talked to the school board. The school board had no objection. And we just want to try to find out if that's in fact true and if any studies have been made as to what the impact is going to be, especially in Davis School.
There had been no discussion with the board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that takes care of citizens' comments. And now for the superintendent's report.
Superintendent's report has a couple of individuals we'd like to introduce tonight to that are on your agenda for approval. First off, I'm going to introduce Christy Griffin, who is one of our ISCs at Norton Creek, who is here to introduce the team that was part of selection of the new principal and then introduce the new principal.
All right. Dual role here.
here. All right, well, thank you for having us today. We're really excited. And the three of us represent three-fourths of the teacher portion. This is Rachel French, who teaches fourth grade, and Chris Mary, she teaches second grade.
Hi.
We also had Erica Budishaw, our life skills, primary life skills teacher on our committee. We also had four parents who were as eager and as involved and candid and just excited about this process and honored to be a part of this process as the three of us were. So we are excited about the school year and really, really honored to be able to introduce Tony White, our new principal.
Thanks, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Tony. You can tell us a little bit. So you're a drama major, for gosh sakes. I'm sure you would just sit down.
No drama queen. Yes, my name is Tony White. For the last 3 years, I had the pleasure and privilege of serving as the assistant principal at Red Wing Middle School. And now it is my extreme and esteemed honor and privilege to serve as the principal at Norton Creek. And I am very excited, and we're expecting to have, we're going to make it the best year that Norton Creek has seen yet. So we're very excited. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also tonight, Julie Christensen is here tonight as well. She will on your agenda to be named as the new dean at North. So, Julie, you want to stand up and say hi? And
I am also from Redling. Redling's feeling a little pain right now. But I'm really excited to be here. I spent the last 15 years at Redling as a special educator in seventh grade, and I'm now moving on up. Thank you. I'm very excited.
Thank you as well. So those two individuals. And then just finally, I want to remind the board that the Growth Committee meeting, that we've now got the report back from the Dr. Coffrin, and they will be meeting Wednesday this week, July 15th at 5 o'clock, right in this room. So if you want to come and hear firsthand, otherwise they will be reporting to you as the board in at the August board meeting. So we'll be scheduling it on the August board meeting for a report from the committee to the board on the growth in the district. So, and that completes the superintendent's report.
Okay, and that takes us to committee reports. Why don't we start with learning and teaching?
Okay, learning and teaching. To start with, two students, Bella Burnett and Laura Fang, were gold medalists at State Science Fair, so that was a great thing to hear. Good success for the kids. Melissa Byrne has completed her doctorate work. She's assistant superintendent for curriculum, is it?
Correct.
Yep. Did I have it wrong?
I'm assistant superintendent.
But she's director of curriculum?
Director.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Director, yeah.
I gave her a promotion, sorry. also, we discussed the a new tool, Career Cruising, an online tool to help the students in their transition planning for high school and what they're going to do beyond, and kind of so it's an online tool that people can, and parents and students can access, and kind of help set up what their course path is going to be throughout high school. And I think that was it. It was a relatively brief meeting.
So. Okay. And how about business services? Mr. Mannheim's not here, so.
No, we met on the 25th of June. Mr. Mannheim was not there because he was busy consoling his wife, having a baby. So I understand everything is just fine outside of Nick. But anyways, we had a very short but brief meeting, and we both reports again, the financial reports, both on the Mid-Valley and on the District 303. Both reports are in the agenda tonight, just for information. We had an update on the health insurance program. Mr. Chapman, along with Mr. Moore, presented us a PowerPoint. We talked about the insurance claims for 2015, the dependent audit, and the insurance committee, which will have recommendations for us as we go forward into January 2016. On the agenda tonight is the agreement with the Norris Rec Center for the lease, which, sorry, Mrs. Shule, but we did recommend that we do accept it. It was not quoted in the minutes that way from the meeting, but so it is there. We also recommended we sign the contract with the Verizon for the cell tower over at East High School. Outside of that, our next meeting is on July 30th. That should cover it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And do we have policy or community relations?
No, not policy.
Community relations did not meet. We were scheduled to meet this Thursday, and that meeting will be it's been canceled. And the next meeting will happen in September.
Okay. Anything else? Anything about housing?
Housing Commission was supposed to meet this week, and they changed it to next week. I will not be able to attend. I'll be traveling.
Okay. And Mr. Mannheim, I talked to him this afternoon. He told me that as far as Norris, they had approved some contracts for employees last meeting and approved lights for the tennis courts. So I think that was the only thing from that meeting. Anything else?
I just forgot to mention learning and teaching will be meeting next Monday.
That's right.
The 20th at 5 o'clock here.
Okay, so that takes us to our four action items. Do I have a motion to approve item 5A, the high school transcript credit for middle school foreign language courses?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Ms. McNally, Ms. Littmer. Questions, comments?
I wasn't at the meeting, but I really do think this is a nice idea to grandfather something positive in. I just wanted to make sure that the students, that it's clear that the students have to get a B, not a B minus, or they need to get a B in order to get those.
And this was an additional, and I think I did neglect to mention it. This was an additional. We had already approved the high school credit. This was just an additional for the current freshmen.
Correct.
So it's something because they essentially had gone through the same curriculum that those who were already approved. So I had gotten a request or two from parents. And I think Dr. Schloman had as well.
Yeah, mine didn't qualify, but I think yours did. So.
mine did.
But it was, at first I thought, well, is that really fair? Because those kids didn't know. And then I thought, no, you know what? It kind of is fair because just work, do a good job, get good grades, and good things happen. So this is one of the good things that's going
to
happen.
It's almost better that they didn't know and they did the work and got those grades anyway. So.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? Okay, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Yule.
Yes.
Mrs. Lincoln.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Perra.
Yes.
Mr. Caffney.
Yes.
Mr. Sloan.
Yes. Motion is approved. We have a motion to approve item 5B, Verizon cell tower contract. So Mr. Gaffney, Mr.
Second.
Should we do it?
All right. I'm talking, right with me.
I'm very enthusiastic about the cell tower.
Okay. Questions, comments, debate?
The only comments, and I should have probably brought it up during business services, is that Mr. Chapman, after months of work, got a decent contract out of Verizon. All the improvements up at the high school at East High will be paid by Verizon along with a $2,500 per month fee, which is for 25 years, which usually every time they do something within the contract, then they up another 25 years. So it will generate some revenue and it will improve the entrance to the East High School over there, the ticket stands and everything else. So thank you to him and the superintendent for what they did, because I think it's a benefit all the way around for the high school up there. So.
And does that income come to the district or to East? Is that part of their budget?
No, it comes to us.
Okay. I would assume. Yes.
Charlie doesn't get that, no.
And on a side note, it will greatly enhance Verizon cell phone coverage.
Or at least you hope so.
Yes.
Don't count your chickens.
Perception that it will improve.
Okay.
You know what? I wanted to just make a comment because I see something written that Mr. Gaffney just alluded to, and it mentions the committee recommendation, and it's kind of funny. It's a vague way of putting it. On the previous action, it said the committee recommends extending it, but on the next two and from business services, it just says the business services committee recommends that the board take action on the Verizon cell contract. So actually, it's not saying they recommend approving it. The administration recommendation is to approve it, but this just says to take action. So it makes it almost sound like they're making no recommendation.
No, we...
Yeah.
We
no, you a, did. Oh, no, you okay. did. But I'm just saying it's on the next two. Okay. So for somewhere, somewhere
so
along
somewhere
the line.
So somewhere in the minutes, we should have messed, we kind of yeah. made it. Okay. Well,
it could have always been there. I'm just noticing. I don't okay. know, but it's...
Yeah, because I recall, I think yeah. what happened is that it was asked whether it should be put on consent, and yes. then we changed our mind and said, no, it should be put, that should be right. put for action. Uh-huh. So that may be why that was worded.
But just way. That the committee's recommendation is down there, that'd be really yeah. you know, okay. to me.
Okay. Anything else? Let's call the roll, please.
Mrs. Linkerman?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Yes.
Mr. Sproul?
Yes. Motion is approved. And do I have a motion to approve item 5C, the North Recreation Center lease and operating agreement?
So moved.
Mr. Gaffney?
Second.
Mr. McNally? Questions? Discussion? Okay. Seeing none, would you call the roll?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Sproul?
Yes. Motion is approved. And would anyone like items removed from the or pulled from the consent agenda?
I just had a comment on.
Do you want to pull the item and?
6C.
Okay, why don't we pull it and
okay.
make a comment? Anything else?
I had a question about 6B, but it's...
I'm sorry, 6B, not C. Excuse
okay,
me, 6B.
Maybe it's the same question.
Okay, we'll go ahead and pull B then. And
I guess we'll find out.
Okay, so do I have a motion to approve the, item 6, the consent agenda, with the exception of item 6B?
So moved.
Ms. Linkemer, second?
Second.
Mr. McNally? Questions? All right, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Perrott?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Sproul?
Yes. Motion is approved. And do I have a motion to approve item 6B, the CUSB 303 personnel report?
So moved.
Okay. Mr. Gaffney and Mrs. Perrott? Do I have a comment? Question?
There's a number of new teachers that are going to be hired for next year, which is fabulous. New energy. My question is, as just a reminder to the board, how are these new teachers going to be supported so that they are successful not only academically but also with our students?
What do you mean?
Well, what supports are available to these teachers because they're first year in, and how are, it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it goes back to the whole instruction matters and the ISCs and various programs like Capture Kids Arts. There's a multitude of things. Would you like to elaborate?
Well, I mean, every teacher, when they come, is assigned a mentor.
Okay.
So they have a mentor. In addition to that, every school has at least one, if at the high school level, multiple ISCs, in which the ISCs are checking in with them, as Christy knows, and they're obviously with them all the time. And in addition to that, the principal and the learning and teaching staff. And so there's lots of support in regards to that. The biggest, I think, for us is that right now, if you'll look at a lot of these, I think are, if there are, many of these are on one-year contracts, I think, right? And so, you know, they're coming in with no expectations beyond a year right now because of our, you know, changing demographics as far as enrollment numbers and stuff like that. So, but that's what we're at right now. We're just continuing to, we have a fairly, I think, robust support for all of our teachers. In addition to that, we have our EAP programs if there's any other issues that they're dealing with as well.
Okay.
So.
I just wanted a reminder because it's so important the first year in
sure.
that you're mentored properly so that you can be successful.
Yeah. Okay.
And my question was just about item G on the report, the effective date of 6/10. I thought we had already approved all the summer school. It looks like, I mean, if we're doing it kind of after the, if I'm looking at this, but I had thought we had already approved those.
You had not. Some of them hadn't even been determined yet by the time of the last board meeting.
Okay.
In the past, we haven't presented summer school staff to the board because these are all our current employees.
Yeah. No, I wasn't questioning whether or not they should be. I just was.
Yeah.
I was looking at it, and I.
One of the changes now is that we have to report summer school staff to the state this year, which we've never done before.
Okay. Okay, that was my only question. I guess I wasn't questioning whether or not they should be paid. They've done the work, so.
Yeah. Okay. That good?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Sewell?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrell?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes, motion is approved. That takes us to the for information section, our freedom of information, the financial reports for the district as well as Mid-Valley. Any comments, questions?
I do have a question on the financial report. My question is, the state seems to be at 81% funding rather than 85%. Is that, I'm just curious, is that the new norm, or do they still owe us money?
The state has actually caught up to, as of the time of that report, they caught up with their payments. However, we do continue to get a little bit of money that comes in past June 30th that our auditors will approve back in June. So we're on pace for what we'd like to.
Okay.
For on this one?
C.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Good film.
Should we go back and vote and abstain?
You can just change your vote on that one, so they won't change the. So. To say you wish to abstain.
Okay, yeah. So on the personnel report, on consent
yes,
agenda.
That's correct.
I'll abstain.
No, it was on the personnel. It was on item B.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
the one we pulled.
Okay.
Yeah, item B, number C.
Mm-hmm.
Letter C.
Yeah. My wife is, once again, a teacher's aide, so I didn't realize it was on, thought it'd be on next month. So. Okay.
Sorry. I should have notified you.
Not a problem.
Good catch.
Yeah, that takes us to the board mission and goals meeting. We're still trying to find a date. I know summer's tough. We're all trying to go here and there and on vacation and everything else. It is very important, I think, that we do this as we go out to look, talk to new superintendents or start that hiring process. I think it's important that they know what the board's position is, what are our goals, our values. And I think it'll make the search much easier, as well as I think the district deserves to have something concrete from us. It's up to date and current as to what we find value in and what we hope to accomplish. So, again, we're still trying to find some dates. It looks like July is probably not going to work, but and if we need to push it to September, we can certainly do that as well. Might be a little easier. So, but will you send out another email tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you kind of put some dates, a starting point, give us something?
Sure.
Yeah. Why don't we start with like 3 dates? And, mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll ever get all 7 outside of a scheduled monthly meeting.
No,
but
I think we should, but
we need to have at least 6 there.
Sounds
at
good.
Least. So.
All right.
Okay, those are my only comments there. Anything else? Any new business? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seeing none, do I have a motion to adjourn to closed session for the purpose of student discipline, also for the purpose of employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity, and also litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the findings shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
So moved.
You're not going to make me repeat that, I hope.
No.
Ms. McNally, and then second Ms. Linkemer. Okay, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Sewell?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Perrell?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mr. Sperling?
Yes.